Wow, it is that time. It's Tuesday at 1 o'clock. That means we play Kiss Me, but the regular season, of course, is over. That means it is time to tally them up and figure out
tally that thing up.
Who won this thing. Now, Hugh, before Kyle goes through the methodology and the results here between the three of us and, of course, the callers team, what's your gut on this? Do you think you're the winner?
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do.
You might be.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's one thing to follow it week by week, but I'm kind of always thinking just about my list,
yeah.
Right? Like, I'm not...
You know you're not the winner, though, right?
I don't know that.
Yeah, I think I'm the winner.
Okay.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, hold on. I mean, we know you got stuck with...
I have vision.
You got stuck with...
I got stuck with the Giants, right? No.
Yeah.
You got stuck with the Giants.
I don't think you're the winner.
You got stuck with the Vikings.
I got stuck with the Vikings.
There was a few.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
So really the way I wanted to... The idea here is obviously we're eliminating a team every single week.
Yep.
With... instead of getting like a perfect playoff picture... I mean, that's what you end up with, but really it's a perfect, like, outside the playoff bubble, mm-hmm. right? Like, you want to get the most amount of teams correct that miss the playoffs. That's the end goal here. So, the callers.
They got a few of them wrong, didn't they?
13 correct
okay.
teams.
That's 13 correct out of the, I guess there are 18 teams that miss the postseason?
Yes.
Right? There's 14 that make it, 18 miss it. So, they got 13 out of 18 right.
Yep.
Okay.
Me. 13 as well.
Tied with the caller.
Okay.
Okay. That means the winner is between myself and Hugh Douglas.
Mm-hmm. So in first place.
Hugh Douglas.
With a perfect
I don't think it's
playoff that. Picture.
Not
is
Hugh Douglas.
Is Joe Giglio. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nailed it.
Congratulations.
So now here's the fun part is, Joe. I mean, you did nail it. Great job. The end, the last 2 weeks, you went Bucks Ravens.
Yeah. I hit it both.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would have missed two.
You would have missed two.
Now, how many did Hugh get?
Hugh had 14, right?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Hugh did
better than me. You did better than the callers.
Yeah, not a bad show.
Yeah. But right, I mean, but Joe with a perfect one.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive, though.
It's going to be tough to replicate that again.
You didn't raise the bar so high.
I mean, I needed the kicker to miss on Sunday night to finish it with the Steelers.
I mean, yeah. And plus, like, the Bucks did win. Sort of win and maybe in matchup.
Because I eliminated them.
Right. You eliminated them, but then they won, but then the Falcons won and it saved you.
Thanks to Raheem Morris.
It all came down to that last weekend.
Who got fired anyway. Yep. Yeah. All right, so you know what we did say there was a prize in line. I'm not gonna take the prize, right? We're not gonna do that. I don't need a prize.
So we need to figure that out.
We will
randomly select one of the callers.
There we go. All right. So everyone that participated, you got a chance to win that prize that was associated with this. We appreciate everyone playing. We'll do it again next year. Wow. That's a lot of pressure to try to follow this up next season.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm already feeling it.
There's no way.
Yeah,
I mean, we're looking at a Super Bowl hangover season next year.
I go 9 out of 18, pick the wrong teams every week. All right, fun time playing Kiss the Baby this year. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. We do have some Phillies news to react to. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. Mark in Fairmount is up on WIP. Hey, Mark.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Got you, Mark. What's up?
Hey, I'm supporting Hugh on this, and I think it's really important, right, to mm-hmm. be able to say you can lose and do well. And what I feel like happened with us was we lost, and I agree with resting the players, but as a coach, there are minimum expectations of things that you should be able to do in any game you play. You know, and so we can say, hey, we agree that they did the right thing and resting players, but that doesn't excuse the minimum expectations of coaching. There's situational things. There's leadership things. There's a whole bunch of things other than play calling. And we tend to say, oh, well, they couldn't do the plays because they didn't want to show people. No, you didn't do the right play that was situation for the right time. The receivers couldn't get open. Ringo never looked back at the ball. Like, if he looked back and got beat by a better receiver, you just wipe your hands and you say, you know what, that was Randy Moss. But no, he doesn't know the basics of playing cornerback. And so, yes, we did the right thing, but no, our coaching did not look good. And you could have those happening at the same time.
Well, Mark, I agree with that. But what does it have to do with the playoffs? That's where I'm hung up on it.
Because you ain't been coaching well all season long.
Well, I mean, how'd they get to 11 wins?
Because they have better talent.
Time out. You could on the offensive side, sure. You're telling me Vic Fangio hasn't coached well this season?
No, he has.
Well, then who cares about you? But you're using the Ringo example. Ringo's a defensive player. The fact that Ringo's clueless out there.
No, I was using that as when you were talking an analogy earlier about different ways to show.
Right.
Like, use your old hockey example with the guys talking that day.
Yeah.
If they came in that day and they talked great hockey.
Yeah, right.
And you know, the people that loved hockey were like, you know what, these guys are all over it. Those of us that didn't like hockey would say, you know, it's not our day. Let's hang up. And it wouldn't impact you guys coming in next day.
Right.
But if they were on there not knowing what they were talking about, and even the hockey player was like, what the hell are you talking about? That was us. We weren't just losing. We weren't doing the basic things that anybody that should be at a pro level should be doing. You can lose and do that. But it's like my daughter playing field hockey. When they lost, I wouldn't say, dang, y'all lost. I said, you aren't running to the ball, honey. You aren't going through doing what you should do as a defender. There are specific things that they didn't do. And you can do those in a loss. And you know what? You can do them in a win, too. But that, to me, is the problem. And it exposed that our talent. And Nick, like, what he's good at coaching is leading people.
Tell him.
And so
get him.
You have better talent, and he was a good leader. But you can see where we got exposed again, where our specific type of coaching things that we don't do well, we're even magnified against the JV team.
And that's what I was trying to explain, because even though Kevin Petullo's taking a lot of heat.
A lot.
For not being or for being portrayed as an incompetent offensive coordinator. You confirmed it Sunday.
See, that's where I disagree.
But you did, because you're still – you have – okay, no disrespect to the players out on the field. But you don't. It's not the same talent as your starters, and you're trying to do starter stuff.
So I understand both your points, and Mark, good phone call. But what we're supposing that they were trying to win the game. I'm not.
Joe.
I'm not. I don't believe that.
I wholeheartedly do not believe that they sat in that locker room. Now, it might have been unsaid. It might have been one of those unwritten rules. But you go out there with okay, and I'm gonna be hyperbolic. Because of the conversation, we know that they're the backups. But the future of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, okay.
Tanner McKee, you know, I make jokes that he's the future.
No, but some of these guys could be future starters. That is fair. Yeah.
Yes.
Some of these guys.
And you went out there, and if that was the case, you basically said, well, we don't expect much from you anyway. Do the best you can.
No, but there could also be two things that we don't know. Like what? Let's just go off of hypotheticals.
Mm-hmm.
What if they said, let's just see what the offense looks like if we throw it with a guy that will stay in the pocket. Let's see what it looks like. Get it out on time. And now, whether it was good or not, that's separate.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just see what it'll look like. Because they did throw the ball a whole lot for no reason, it seemed like.
Okay. You don't, but that's the point, Joe. You don't have the, to me, you're not in the safe space. Kevin Petullo. Now I'm talking about Kevin Petullo.
I think he is.
I mean, the head shouldn't be.
But the head coach sets the game plan. Like, Petullo didn't go out there and call the plays by himself.
And to that point, you've answered the question, what came first, the chicken or the egg? You're not that bright. You can't be.
Unless,
all due respect, you can't be.
Unless.
Because you went out there and you can coach talent, you can't coach for real.
I think, but their objective may be totally different than we think. Because we're yelling as if their objective was to win the game. I don't think that was the objective. What if Howie said, let's showcase Tanner this week? Maybe we could get a team to give us a second round pick in the offseason. So they showcase Tanner. Like, we all know the passing game wasn't going great on Sunday. We know the backup linemen weren't blocking well. The way, Ross brought up an interesting point. Maybe they were saving Tank in the fourth quarter because he's a part of the game plan this Sunday.
Man, listen.
Well, I mean, like.
I mean, that's probably true. You don't want to get Tank hurt.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. But still, you still put this offense in a position where they could have had success, but they did.
I guess the part that I can't wrap my mind around is if it looked good on Sunday, I wouldn't feel any better about their chances.
I
can't feel worse
if
it looked bad.
Let me tell you, this is where I'm at with it. If they would have lost and the offense would have been a little bit more cohesive, I'd have been okay with that. Did it look cohesive to you? We sat there in the press box and we're debating whether or not they were actually trying to win the game. That should never be a debate. It should never be a debate.
But it is.
It shouldn't be.
But that's their fault.
It shouldn't be. You should go out there. If it's me and my coaching acumen has been under siege all season long. But damn it, I'm going to go out there and show you I can coach.
Well, this is why you can't be a head coach. You're worried about what the fans think.
No, but I'm worried about, listen, this is my name on the line. This is my name. That's Kevin Petullo. is trying to put, but he's trying to springboard himself.
Okay, but they made the decision before the game.
Wait a minute, but here's the thing, Joe. I mean, Kyle. When Kevin Petullo took this job, he took this job under the guise that he's trying to lead this team back to the Super Bowl, right?
Well.
There's no debating that.
Yeah, but
that's why he got the job.
If his boss says we're showcasing Tanner this week,
wait a minute.
Is he going to do?
Wait a minute. And Coach Sirianni signed off on this.
Yeah, he
gave him the blessing.
Yeah.
He was the godfather. He blessed it. So now you know what this man's been going through all season. And you make the decision at the end of the year to throw the game?
Well, I think
makes no sense to me.
But the game is meaningless. If they go win the game, if they win the Super Bowl, no one will ever talk about the game again.
Why?
Ever?
Why were the Eagles fans mad Monday?
Because they wanted the 2 seed.
We're always mad.
They were. Yeah. That's true. But they were mad because they felt like we squandered an opportunity.
Well, all right. Well, work with me here.
No, nope.
Please
walk with them.
Okay. When you said please, it made me feel bad. Okay, fine.
You run a restaurant. Biggest service of the year is coming up on, say, Valentine's Day.
Valentine, we ain't going out on Valentine's
but
Day.
But the week before, or maybe the Friday before, you're like, you know what? All my best chefs, everybody, I'm going to let them have this day off, the weekend off. The dishwasher's going to cook all the burgers today. And the dishwasher's overcooking all the burgers.
Yeah, week before.
Are you mad at the dishwasher for overcooking all the burgers?
First of all, yes, he should.
No.
I'm not gonna put the dishwasher in that position.
Well, that okay. The Eagles put all the dishwashers in that position.
No, I'm gonna stagger.
That was where it all went wrong.
I'm gonna have me some fire cooks. Now I'm trying to win. If I'm winning, and I know my biggest day.
Right. So exactly. You made the decision to not win by not having any of the cooks there.
I'm trying to get all the money. What's the sous chef?
That just entirely proved my point.
Who's the chef? Who's the guy that actually cooks? Like, because they have, it's like a surgeon.
A sous chef?
And then the
surgeon? No.
Well, when I'm saying, because the nurse does all the heavy lifting,
Really?
No. Hold on. I think you're mixing up a hospital with a
No, but I'm trying to figure out, what is the guy that's next to the, he actually
sous chef?
Okay, sous chef. I got to have me some fire sous chefs. I gotta have me some of those.
No, but you sent them home too.
I ain't sending them home.
Yeah,
did. They working, dog.
No, dude, you put the dishwasher in there.
The bottom line is this: I'm trying to win all the time.
But they weren't. That's what we were.
Yeah, right. This is where the mix-up is. They were not trying to win.
And if they weren't trying to win, they need to be slapped across the lips.
But that's fine. But what if they?
It's one thing to rest your starters. This is the one thing to say.
Well, so you are mad that they rested their starters?
I'm not mad. Why did you say this yesterday?
Like, first of all, I've already made it clear that I was mad they rested starters. But you still had a chance to win. Because going to that game, what was the point favorite? You were favored like 3.5, right?
Yeah.
So you still could have won the game.
But they decided they didn't care before
the
game.
They didn't care. They did not care. They went to bubblehead mode.
I actually think it's a little bit unfair that we've made Petullo out to be this much of a bumbling idiot.
He's a bubblehead. He needs to be slapped across the lips.
I think it's way more likely that either Howie called.
You got to stop calling for that, by the way.
It's way more likely Howie said. You probably should just lay low. Way more likely Howie said, let's showcase Tanner, or Nick said, let's just do this and see if we could throw the ball. Like, then Petullo saw what we all saw and said, let's throw it 40 times. I mean, if he had done that all year, I'd agree, but that's not what happened. Also, I don't think it has anything to do with the playoffs. Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Andy. What's up?
Nothing much. I wasn't able to call yesterday, so sorry for hitting you with this. The late Happy New Year.
That's all right. What's today? Today's the 6th. I think we got a few more days. Once we get to double digits, you kind of have to cut it out.
I'm over it, personally.
Well, I got you on Friday. So, Hugh, I got to step back to yesterday because you had one of the best polls, one of my favorite lines from one of my favorite movies ever. I need a bacchiotomy.
A bacchiotomy?
I haven't heard anybody.
Have baked. I need a bacchiotomy.
So, anyway, I had no issue with them resting the starters, but you can't tell me the players weren't playing to win. My problem is, did you rest your coaches? I mean, you've got to play to win regardless. You've got to coach to win. I get that they didn't care if they won or lost, but I'm sorry, that was just terrible play calling. And I've had no real issue with Petullo all year in terms of, I don't know what he is. You don't know who's the problem, but that was ridiculous at the end. I'm sorry, but not running in the second half, you have A.J. Dillon.
I agree with – if we're just focusing on that game, I agree. I just don't think it has any spin to the playoffs. Like, they're going to play the Niners now. The starters are healthy. Let's go win a game.
it's not about the playoffs to me. It's about the principle of playing a game.
Oh, so it's about principalities. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can't tell me the players weren't trying to win the game. They wanted to win.
Oh, sure.
I mean, because they're invested and they want to go out there and have a good show.
Yeah, they played their starters.
Yeah.
And what I meant about Dylan is that, okay, fine if you didn't want to run Bigsby and Chipley, but you could have run the ball at least anyway. And actually, one more thing I was thinking about, because you just mentioned Kyle playing the starters. Since they did play, Smith,
mm-hmm.
Do you think that maybe he had a bonus on the line, that if he didn't get 1,000 yards, he wasn't getting a bonus? Because
it could have been because he is under a long term contract now, so that could be part of his deal. And I hadn't thought of that, Andy. It's a good phone call. Maybe he didn't get hurt, so we're over it now. We're not all over the result of the game on Sunday. I mean, you could feel that today. I mean, you got people all revved up over here.
Well, I feel like going into this game, like my biggest concern was how many points can we score and how. How fluid could our offense look, right?
Yeah.
And even though you didn't have your starters out there, you could have had a look of fluidity as far as the offense was concerned, but you didn't even have that.
But does the offense in the final preseason game carry over into the game
season? Because you're talking about concepts that you're implementing regardless of who's the quarterback back there. You're running a system. You know, and that's the thing. Vic Fangio ran his defense. He ran his defense. The only thing, unfortunate thing about it, he had guys out there.
Let's think.
That I didn't say that.
I mean, come on,
but say that.
You saw that play.
But yeah. he had guys out there that didn't grasp the basic concepts of his defensive philosophy.
Sure.
But
yeah.
His defense looked the same. They played hard and they got after it. Our offense looked like, what are you doing?
I guess
same. Like you're always, as an NFL player, as a former NFL player, and as an NFL player, no matter what the situation is, when the games are real, you're always looking to improve.
I guess
for you to go into that game, and if you did, say we don't know this for sure, but if you can see the fact that we ain't trying to win, why the hell are you here?
Well, they have to be. I mean, if I'm being real,
that's ridiculous.
They had to, right? They can't
show
up. I
hear you, but that's ridiculous.
I guess for me, it comes down to this: whether they scored 40, they scored 0. 3rd and 6, 6:45 Sunday night, 4th quarter, 20-17 Eagles trying to seal the game. Jalen back to pass. Does anything that happened this past Sunday change if Jalen completes the ball to Devontae? Nothing for me. Like, he's either going to complete the pass and they're going to get a first down and they're going to take a knee and it's over, or it's going to sail over Devontae's head. Purdy's going to get the ball back and I'm going to be, you know, ready to die watching the game.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
That's where I'm at. Like, I got to move on.
It doesn't matter. I can't believe we're still talking about this.
We are. We're going to talk about it.
You know what? When in doubt, we'll go to Aaron in San Diego to bring some levity to the show. What's up, Aaron?
Good afternoon, Philadelphia. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
And as a friend, I consider you a friend.
Do not,
I'm sorry.
Don't ever
I still got that honky tonk in me. I still got a little honky tonk in me.
You know what? Don't be what the kids like to call a try hard, man. You're trying too hard, dog.
That's Aaron to a T.
don't do that, dog. You good. Talk to your kids, man. They let them get you up to speed, man. Don't be the try hard, dog. You good. We like you, man. We just, you know, you're not funny, but we rock with you. You are a guy.
Well, what am I talking to? Hugh Douglas or Spike Eskin here? Which one am I talking to?
Oh, no. Spike's tongue's a little bit sharper than mine. I'm just being, you know, I'm coming as a friend. I don't even think Spike like you. I like you. I don't even think Spike like you.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Either. I don't like you.
Wouldn't be the first guy. Hey, but quick shout out to the Glassboro Hurricanes. I was in the middle of the backwoods of Tennessee at an ice rink, and I ran into them. I was doing the JETS Jets.
I don't give a
shit. And they responded with the Go Birds.
What are you talking
about? Small world. Nice to meet all you folks, and great success on the rest of this year.
Move on.
So, got a personal question for Hugh and Joe.
Okay.
Do you guys listen to the radio when you're in the shower?
Nah.
I do not. No, I mean, sometimes I'll if I'm watching a game, you know, I got to take a shower, though, before I do something else. I'll just bring, like, the, I don't know, whatever screen in, and I'll listen while I'm doing, yeah, but I don't listen to the radio. No, not normally. Do you?
I do. As a matter of fact, I do. And I weirded Kyle out a little bit on last week.
He told me he was listening to me in the shower.
that's something. That's what they call oversharing.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
I had. Well,
it was like a Ray Liotta scene, really. What it was, I was listening, when they had the ice, and he's banging on the shower and everything. I heard positive comments about Jalen Hurts out of Kyle Quinn's mouth, and I was just so shocked. I almost jumped out of the shower.
That's one a wonderful visual for the audience.
Awesome, man.
We appreciate it.
Again, move on.
Hey, so you are recklessly speculating, Joe, so allow me to recklessly speculate.
All right.
I think what happened on Sunday is they gave the keys to the Ferrari to one Kevin Betullo and said, it's your game, you go and run it, and he absolutely positively fell flat on his face.
He calls the plays all the time.
Yeah, I don't think that's...
Yeah, I think Nick Sirianni has more influence than we realize. And I think Jalen Hurts has more influence than we realize, too.
Now I got it. Hold on. This is a... Hurts actually calls the plays. He sat out, so the offense looked bad spin.
If that's true, we have a real problem.
We now know what the real problem is with this offense, is we have a offensive coordinator that doesn't know how to call plays.
We don't know anything based on Sunday.
I don't care if you have the first team, the second team, the third team in. You, when you're a coach, you coach to win the game. You don't go for it on fourth down in the first quarter. You don't try to score a touchdown when you got an easy field goal. You don't do that kind of stuff when there's still a chance that you might be able to secure a second seed.
Now, if they wanted the second seed, they would have played their starters. Why is this so hard to grasp?
Because it didn't make sense to risk an injury.
They didn't care if they won the game.
They're tired, Joe.
Okay.
They needed a rest, and they got the rest.
I agree. But with that comes the... We have to all come to this together. They didn't care about the second seed. They didn't.
If that's their thought process, then we're in trouble.
Well, no, it's not.
Okay, but here's what's going to happen. I pray to God, please, Giants, pick up Kevin Betullo. Please. He is such a good guy. Make him your head coach.
Maybe the Eagles will just move on and get Kingsbury or something, or Stefanski, and Aaron appreciate the phone call. I mean, that could happen.
That was an awful phone call. You know what should have happened? The second that he got on, you should have did him like the last time.
To Aaron in San Diego. Hey, Aaron.
Good afternoon.
You know what? Aaron, just hold on a second.
That what you trying to do? Get off.
What do you like, that one better, or when I told Aaron to shut up? Shut up, Aaron! My God.
That's my favorite.
You know what? When you told him shut up, though, you meant that.
Oh, I did. That one, yeah. That was...
That wasn't even, you know how people say, you know, you're playing radio? You wouldn't even playing radio.
I had reached my limits. Shut up, Aaron! My God!
I can hear it in your voice. That was horrible. He was like,
I mean,
damn.
Someone had to tell him. I mean, it got to the point where, come on now.
You were thoroughly irritated.
Tough listen today.
Big V.
That was crazy.
What's up, Big V?
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, Big V, what's up?
Oh, man, how do you follow Aaron? I mean, okay, first of all, Kyle, I got to say this. You're a little bit tightened up, brother. Maybe you didn't get the Christmas present you want, but don't take it out on everybody when they call it.
What are you talking about?
Joe, I agree with you 100%.
Thank you.
Winning was not in Nick's game plan. He already had his mind set. He already knew who he was going to play. And he basically said, okay, we're going to treat this like a preseason game. Let's throw out this, throw out that, and see how they look. And that's what it was. Even though, you know, us people in Philadelphia and their fan base, we've seen an opportunity to get the second seed. He didn't want it.
See, even Big V can see this, Hugh. Big V's on this one.
Even Big V is disrespectful, by the way.
It's especially disrespectful to Big V.
That's crazy. Even Big V says this.
I mean, Big V gets it. You got to get it.
Yeah, wow.
But look, guys, listen. Let's take it down, you know, a notch or two.
Okay.
Trust, one, that we're going to go to the Super Bowl because Howie put together a dynasty. It's going to happen. You can see our past games. We're going. We're in that trajectory. The second thing is this. You know, if Nick and all those bright football minds said that winning the third seed is the best way to get us to the Super Bowl, then okay. He's earned that trust. Although sometimes he gets to be, you know, a little nutty professorish. But, okay, let's, you know, prove it. Show us. Make it happen. Get out there Sunday, kick everybody's butt, and keep going until we host that trophy. Yeah. Because Philadelphia loves a winner. Philadelphia has not had a dynasty in a while. We are posed right now to face all of the football greats and put Philadelphia on the map of it. Let's do it. Oh, by the way, Hugh, I hope you get the job, too.
Yeah, me too.
You got it, Big V. Good phone call.
Hope we get the job.
Yeah, any phone calls coming in yet?
No, I'm looking at my phone, man. It's pretty dry.
Okay.
Pretty dry.
I mean, I guess, listen, just give it time. It's just the search just began in Atlanta, right? Matt Ryan's getting his feet under him. I'm sure you'll get that phone call sooner than later. 215-592-9494. So we'll get to everyone's phone calls here. We'll check in with you people, see what they're up to. Plus,
you
the latest
people.
With the Phillies. A few things to hit. A potential replacement for JT Realmuto. A name is out there. And a scenario in free agency that would absolutely make me sick. We cannot have this happen. That's next. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.